Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Oh, by the way, happy birthday, San Francisco. On this day in 1850, you were incorporated. So happy birthday, San Francisco. Beautiful city. You're weird, San Francisco, but you're still beautiful. Somebody else who's weird but beautiful is our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. They don't call me the King of Segway for nothing. Jeffrey is the Chief Home Officer. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. So pretty soon we're going to have a 10th anniversary with him. He is the author of a number of books on micropreneuring, and he's our good friend Jeffrey, Mr. Weird, Mr. Beautiful. Welcome back.
You never cease to amaze me as the master of the Segway. I've got to learn from you, Master Grasshopper.
Kiss my ring. Yeah, absolutely.
Snatch the Segway from my hand, Grasshopper.
I love San Francisco. I mean, it's weird. It's a weird place out there, but it's a beautiful city. You know,
I've never had a colder winter than a summer I spent in San Francisco.
Yeah. Mark Twain said that. It's the truth out there sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
But you know, the cool thing about San Francisco are the cable cars.
Yeah.
Did you know that's a national monument? The cars.
That's pretty.
The whole system is a national monument. It's the only moving national monument in the world.
That's very cool.
How about that?
You know what? It shows that the character of a place can live on, and while so much else can change around it, if you look in almost any town in any city. I was watching something on TV yesterday. They had a news story about a woman who's doing a photo essay of small towns around the country, and just every city has its charm. You know, we'll head out on the highway, on Home Office Highway again this summer,
and look who's the king of Segway now.
There you go. Exactly. I was angling in that direction, but nothing is more fun than getting off the highways and seeing these small towns that are
the blue highways. William Lee's Cheap Moon, William Trogdon, 28 almost 30 years ago, wrote a book called Blue Highways. He circumnavigated the United States and without driving on an interstate.
Right.
He just drove the blue highways and went to places like Dimebox, Texas, and Liberty, Georgia, and places like that. You know.
It's amazing what you can see if you just get off the highway. The highway's been wonderful. The highway has been devastating. And if you just get off the highway.
Well, you see real people. Cool, that's where you see the real small businesses.
Absolutely.
When you get off the highway, you get out into the. You know, I remember traveling back in the 50s. I remember traveling with my parents. And, of course, back in those days, there were almost no interstates and very few. And you had U.S.
cars.
Yeah, they had cars. We did have cars. Yeah, but we pedaled them, you know, like the Flintstones. But you drive through these U.S. highways through. You drive through the middle of every little town.
Right.
And that was America. And I just remember driving through there, those towns, and seeing the businesses. It'd be at night, and you see the businesses closed up, and you'd wonder, what do they do there? Wonder who those people are in there. And now you and I know they were the people who were making America.
They are, and they continue to.
And they still are, yeah.
Right, and they draw our favor when I'm in a big city stuck in a traffic jam and I see something on TV showing small-town America saying, you know, the nature of my business, because I work with the Internet, because I work with a computer, and I can work from anywhere, and so many people can, that you can realistically move away from the big city if you want rural America enjoy the different type of life, a different type of living.
There's one thing that's pretty cool about being a business owner these days, Jeff, and I know you want to talk about this today, that is really a lot different from small business, say, even 20 years ago, and that is the number of things that are available, the tools, the power, the leveraging power of tools that are available today is absolutely free.
Right. Right.
It's amazing. I mean, there's almost, let me put it this way, if you can do it online, there's somebody has got a free something about whatever you want to do online. There's somebody who's got something free.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was commenting before we got on the air that I have a conference call lined up, after we're off the air with somebody from South Africa. And the first thing she says is, do you have Skype?
Right.
Well, I didn't, but now I do. And it's free.
Oh, yeah.
Registration is free. And you have your headset. If you have a VoIP headset, you're good to go. And it's really and that will save me. It'll be a free call. I can't imagine how much without a calling plan a call to South Africa might be. But even with the calling plan, it would, you know, it's going to be a 20-30 minute phone call. Could cost me easily 10 to 20 to 30 cents a minute or more.
Yeah.
It's not
going
to break the bank. But what if I start doing a lot of work with these people?
Right.
You know, and you know, the only barrier becomes, you know, time zone differences. But we set it up. We know it's early morning for me, which I'm up anyway. But I just plug in the headset and I'm good to go. And if you
I've been using Skype, Jeff, for years.
Right.
I've been using Skype since back when the quality wasn't all that good.
Right. Exactly.
In fact, as I've told my audience, when I go on the road. For the last, I'm going to say, 3 years, whenever I go on the road, my primary connection to my network, back to my network, so they can, and we plug right into the computer on the in the network, is over Skype.
Right.
You know, my regular show connects to my network over ISDN when I'm in my home, my office. Studio, but on the road is Skype, and the quality is about 98.95% as good as ISDN.
Right,
it's amazing.
Right,
you're going to find that, and you're going to find that too, and the latency. I don't know how it'll be to South America, but the latency is going to be almost negligible.
Right,
and the whole thing is this: and internationally, or peer to peer Skype. In other words, my computer to your computer in the United States or anywhere in the world. That's all free.
Right, I had a client who introduced me to it about 2 years ago or 3 years ago, and we used it extensively because he summered in France where his wife was from. So we used it extensively then, and then I just lapsed because we just didn't use it. But the concept of using some of the free applications there, whether it's Skype, whether it's Gmail or AOL Mail or any of those services, using many of those can lower the cost of running your business. Certainly, there's an argument to be made for not, you know, relying on Jeff Sabar at AOL.com or at Gmail.com for branding purposes. But for simplicity and for the cloud, which we've spoken about before, the ubiquity of it, anywhere you have an internet connection, you can essentially run certain elements of your business.
Hey, guess what? On that Skype call, you could do a video with it too.
Absolutely.
You can combine video with it.
But the concept remains.
And the other thing is even Skype to phone call, to landline phone call, is only like $3 a month. All you can eat. It's amazing. We're going to talk some more about some of the free things that small business owners have at their disposal right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. By the way, that's Steely Dan bringing us back. Great music. At smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can find the blog, my blog, which, by the way, the most recent post is all about social media. Okay, could social media be dangerous for your small business? And also, you can check out my newsletter there. You can see a sample and subscribe to that, and we'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Lots and lots of other stuff there at our website, including all the archives of past shows, including replays of the ones we do, that we did today, that we're doing today, the ones we did yesterday and the day before. You can podcast those. You can stream them, whatever you like. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes. We got something that'll help you. You can listen or read. Jeffrey Sabar is all over our site. He's deposited so much wisdom with us over the years. Jeffrey, give us your website, too. Please tell us how we can find your books.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
All right, and they can find your site there. And are you still doing your newsletter?
We occasionally do the newsletter, but I'm still blogging. It's kind of the same thing in a sense.
Right.
I'm still blogging every day, and they can subscribe via RSS reader to feed to get that.
That's how that works. So check that out, folks, chiefhomeofficer.com. You know, Jeff, I remember I was getting my business going back in 89. We're coming up on our 20th anniversary, and which is about the time you'd started. You went out on your own as well,
Absolutely.
As I remember. And I remember I had Macintosh in those days, Macintosh computers in those days, and I remember every time I thought of, you know, there were lots of people out there designing software for computers, for PCs, and some pretty cool stuff, but it was, I had to pay for everything.
Right.
I mean, whenever I saw a cool computer, I had to decide, okay, is it worth $100? Is it worth $179? Is it worth $59? You know, I had to make that decision. And for the most, of course, in those days, if you, whatever you got, you had to go, you had to have it mailed to you or go get it because there was no internet to download it on.
Yeah.
So it was a big deal, even if you didn't mind paying for it, which I don't mind paying for good stuff. It's not that. But when I was starting my business, it would have been handy to have had some free things in those days.
You know what? People today who are starting businesses, whether they're in their 30s, 40s, 50s and been laid off, or whether they're just coming out of college and saying, you know what, I'm going to give it a shot on my own, or whatever the case may be, whatever the age is, people have to realize how powerful computing is today and how the free or low-cost component just changes the whole business model, because you don't have to worry about, you know, as they say, per-seat licenses if you launch a small business with 5 or 10 people.
And oh, see, you're starting to describe cloud computing a little bit.
Yeah, I mean,
which is really going to be the future, cloud computing.
It's interesting. There was a report out, and I tweeted about it yesterday using another free application. But a report out yesterday from McKinsey & Company, the big corporate consulting company, talking about how cloud computing is. It was funny. It's not going to be good for all. Cloud computing is when you use hosted applications, applications and software that are available only by the internet. You log in, user ID and password. You log in. You use that application, not downloading anything. You're logging in. You're opening a document, you're closing a document, and then walking away, and your computer was just a terminal to get you there via the internet. And it can be a document, it can be a software application, it can be your email on whatever email account you use, it can be your photographs, it can be your documents, it can be content, whatever. But cloud computing's taking off, and still cloud computing, for example, if you look, for example, at Google and what they offer, Google Documents, you can host all your documents
for
the most part.
That's cloud computing.
If you run out of space, you can pay for it using the cloud, and it's a free service. You can go to your local Wi-Fi hotspot. You can go to a public library, for example, use their internet connection. There are so many things that you can do that are free. Now, certainly not going to run your business from the public library, but just a case in point of how much free stuff there is to run your business. If you don't want to download, Office for your computer, you can use a free service called OpenOffice.org.
Right.
OpenOffice has everything for the most part that Office offers, but again, it's free and it's open source. So you're able to download it to your computer. It will save as a .doc, but it's really a powerful tool.
But the thing is you've got all this stuff out there, all this power there are a lot of other there are the classic challenges any small business, especially startup, has. But having access to power without having to spend a lot or any money is not one of those.
Right.
Access to capital, that's another story. But processing power, information, the playing field has been so leveled. And so I guess, you know, Jeff, just to kind of wrap up, we just encourage people to find the things that are out there. And if they're from reputable companies, if it's free, take advantage of it.
Absolutely. It's what it's there for. Even Vistaprint for business cards. You get free business cards from them. You launch your business. You can get free domains through WordPress.com. WordPress.com.
Wow.
You can get blog sites and host it as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can use OpenOffice. You can use Gmail or AOL or Hotmail. You can use Skype. You can use Twitter.
Well, look, and look at all the social, like as you mentioned there a minute ago, Twitter. Look at all the social media sites that cost nothing to use, and many people are taking advantage of that to build brand.
Absolutely. Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, even YouTube, posting videos.
But there's a lot of stuff, though, Jeff. You just got to decide what's relevant to you and not get too caught up in everything. You can't conquer the universe. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Jim, it's always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. Jeffrey Zabardi, ladies and gentlemen, that's chiefhomeofficer.com. That's his website, and I think you'll like it when you get there. Got to take a quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.